All right, welcome to day 28, and I want to take a moment and congratulate you on completing the program. You know, it's these little changes, these little actions that lead to the big results that you're looking for. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is the idea of beginning a new lifestyle. And you have already done that over the last 28 days, because when you change what you're doing, what you're thinking, and what you're feeling, that's how you begin to create a new lifestyle. And one of the big mistakes people make when it comes to losing weight is this focus on just the eating and maybe the exercising. But it's other aspects of your lifestyle that almost are even more important, because they lead and dictate a lot of times what you're going to end up eating or if you're going to exercise. You know, let me pick one example out of a lifestyle is your sleeping. You know, if you imagine for the next week, you go to bed an hour earlier and you get an hour, extra hour of sleep each night, think about what effect that would have on you. You know, you wake up more refreshed, your mind's clearer, your moods are better, and that helps you make better food choices. It changes your cravings that you have. And so it's a small change that's not about weight that has a lot to do with weight. Now look at the opposite example. If you go to bed an hour and a half later at night, you know, you wake up more tired. You wake up and your feelings are kind of down because you just don't have much energy. And then that leads to different cravings and it leads to different actions and food eating. So it's the little things that are outside of eating and exercising that usually make the biggest differences. And so that's what you want to focus on. And as you tweak and change those things, you change the eating. You know, and this is the one of the main things I saw over and over and over again every time I interviewed someone who had permanently lost weight, is it wasn't about the food. You know, it really was about the lifestyle. Other things became more important, and those things became the main influencer of what they ate. And so you want to begin looking at your sleeping, like I said. You want to notice, what are you putting into your mind? You know, what if you skipped a 15, 20 minutes of TV and instead committed, you know, that time to reading a book on nutrition or weight loss or exercising? You know, again, you put different thoughts in your mind, you think differently, that affects your behaviors. And so what you want to do is you want to keep stacking those little changes, those little lifestyle changes to create those big results. You know, what about your levels, you know, emotionally? What are you doing to emotionally satisfy yourself? Again, we've talked about this, but if you're relying on food, you create an emotional malnourishment. But how are you dealing with stress? Are you committing to relaxing yourself regularly? You know, again, what if you committed 5 to 10 minutes a day of just relaxing, you know, just sitting quietly, relaxing your body, relaxing your mind? You see, that has a big effect on what you eat and what you decide to do. So this is what you want to focus on. And it makes it easier, because when you think about things this way, it almost puts you in like that preventative mindset. So instead of trying to, you know, the big mistake dieters make when they focus solely on the foods is they're just trying to fight cravings. They're expecting them, they're fighting them, it's those white knuckle, everything's about what they're going to eat. But if we go a step below that, like what's creating the cravings? What's going to give us more power to make the better decisions? It's the lifestyle. It's the daily, the weekly routines we have that really make the difference. So that's what you want to focus on. This is what gives you an advantage. This is what's going to make things different than it was in the past, is when you can make the changes on this level. And this is what you notice. If there's another lifestyle change, but again, who are the people you're around? What are the conversations you're normally having? Are they supporting you or are they hurting you? Right? Is it possible for you to get around some people that are better role models? Again, just being around people like that, it puts different thoughts and ideas in your head. It makes you think differently, makes you see the world differently. And this is what you want to do. This is how you want to think about it. And this is what makes it easy, okay? Because when you make these small changes and you start putting them all together, that's what makes the process easier. And when the process is easy, it's easy to maintain, right? And then it becomes something you can do forever, becomes something you want to do for a long time. It's not dieting. Okay, you're making a complete change and you're focusing on the foundational part. So this is what I want you to do. This is what I want to leave you with, because this, I think, is really that ultimate secret, is that you can make these little changes that may not seem like much or may not seem like they're going to impact your weight, but they do. And that's what I found over and over and over and over again with people that had permanently lost the weight, is they had made these small shifts, and these small shifts built up so that they began to think differently, they began to feel differently, and ultimately they began to act differently. So I want to leave you with that. Now, again, I'm so happy you've gone through this program, and you know, this is really a passion for me to help people transform their thinking and ultimately transform their bodies and their level of health so that they can live happier, healthier lives. And so I just want to thank you so much for choosing this program and going through it with me. I really appreciate it. And I am here for you. So if at any time you have any questions, you always can email me personally at jim@programyourselfthin.com. If you have any questions or if you're interested in any more coaching or training programs, please let me know. And remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.